Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. We've got a great show. I'm not going to do housekeeping. There's so much crazy stuff going on. I think we'll just cover it in the show, but we've got Ben and Rob here from Edge of Wonder, and if you don't know who Ben and Rob are, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show. But, you know, I'm sure you have heard of Ben and Rob. So rather than going to any long bios or anything, I'm going to get right into the meat of the, or the heart of the matter. So Ben and Rob, are you with us?
Yes. How you doing, James? Thanks for having us.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, God, I don't even know where to start. There's so much unfolding right now. It's so insane, you know, with all the energies coming in, that huge ribbon we're going through, and the gamma ray burst, and the human resonance off the scale, and everybody going bat s crazy. You know, I'm sure you're experiencing that too, and all the political nonsense that's unfolding. It can't get any crazier. But I've been wrong every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is so much going on too. I mean, with everything, and I'm sure we'll kind of get into stuff. But you know, every day is like something new kind of unfolding. So, you know, I think leading up to the election is going to be quite an interesting journey, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, I have some people here that are saying, I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear that. That's negative. That's bad. You know, that's negative news. And I said, so you don't want to be enlightened? And they go, what? I go, well, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it. You can't just live a half truth, you know. And if you are living in that half truth, you're being easily manipulated, you know. It's because you're not looking at evil and what's going on, and you're not taking a stand against it. So, I know you guys are right in there. I know you're both awake, but at the same time, you're bringing this information out that people need to look at, telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And I really commend you on that. So on that note, what have you got for us today? You know, there's 10 different directions we can go on.
There sure is. I mean, what do you want to get into? I mean, I think the biggest conversation that everyone is having right now is about the Wayfair incident.
Yeah. That blew my mind. And when I saw that and I saw the kids' names and they're all the missing, you know, they're exotic names kind of, and they're all on their pillows, and you can buy a container with the kid's pillow on it. It's just like, I can't, and it's massive. I mean, it's huge. I mean, what is your research brought up in that?
Do you want to go first, Rob, or you want me to jump into it?
I mean, why don't you start, Ben, and then I can jump in.
All right. Well, you know, when this first unfolded, both Rob and I were kind of like, you know, is this really going on? And so I started looking into it. And once I started diving into it, that's, you know, when you research something yourself, this is why we really encourage everyone to do their own research. Because when you really research things yourself, that's when things hit you, you know, like the whole mind-blown moment. So, I mean, like you mentioned, James, you know, you start seeing these kids' names on these, first on the cabinets. And, you know, these are very unusual names. They're not like, you know, David Cabinets, you know, or whatever. You know, these were very, very unusual names. And there are many of them. And, you know, these cabinets are being sold for $15,000. And they're saying, oh, well, these cabinets naturally are sold for like this much money. But what the mainstream narrative is leaving out is how Yandex plays an important role in this. And Yandex is a search engine. So when you type these UPC codes from these products in Yandex, you get all photos of kids. Just all kids. That's all you get. When you type in other barcodes, it's just like normal stuff. Like I was doing this with all kinds of things. And, you know, I was just like tennis shoes came up. I was just got a whole list of tennis shoes. But certain ones, these kids come up, and they seem very selected photos. Mm-hmm. So they obviously have some tags with these photos. So when you do a search for this exact numbers, these things pull up. That's, I think, when it started hitting me, there's something going on here.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people don't realize is that all of this kind of started by looking into what was the biggest Reddit account on Reddit, which was owned by Ghislaine Maxwell. The account was called Maxwell Hill, I believe. And, you know, that account had attempted to be wiped by Reddit. And a bunch of the Anons took this account over, and they just started looking at every single post that she had, one at a time, right? And eventually, links to Wayfair were found where people started to dig and look into things, and then that's when this all started to just completely unravel, where in addition to the SKUs that Ben was talking about, they were finding that some of these images had books photoshopped into them, and those books were clearly symbols for these human traffickers, these pedophiles, to kind of get communication on what was going to be in this overpriced package. I mean, really, truly, why would a baby's album be $10,000, $11,000, right? Why would a cabinet, an industrial cabinet, quote unquote, be $12,000, $15,000? Like, these things don't make sense. And the fact that Reddit went in and just changed all the price, I'm sorry, Reddit, Wayfair went in and like adjusted all of these prices doesn't really look good for them. It's like, I could understand, like, you know, you have a website you created and you bring on different parties to sell things. You may overlook some things sometimes because, like, you know, it's their account. They're just selling stuff. If someone buys it, that has nothing to do with you. You're just taking a commission from something, right? But at a certain point, this stuff has to start looking fishy to you, right? And where is the point when this stuff starts to get fishy? And I mean, and then, you know, we found the other day that somebody dug up like the sound Wayfair, you know, waif and fair. Like, waif has its own definition, and so does fair. Fair means, like, you know, goods that you can eat or produce, and waif had something to do with being someone, especially a child, who had been used in a very precarious manner. Right. So the fact that they named themselves like this, excuse me, and all of this stuff is going on simultaneously. I mean, it's really just like just the craziest rabbit hole, really, you know?
Yeah. Well, and also, like Rob mentioned, the books, you know, so the books were like on a just like a display for like a shelf that was actually selling these paintings of cactus. And the paintings of these cactuses, there's two of them. They were $100,000. And I mean, there's no reason for these things to be $100,000. It doesn't make any sense. But when you zoomed in on the books, this is the crazy thing. The books were literally about drug trafficking in a child's corpse, runaways and slaves gone astray, Kennedy ties with the Hollywoods and the Clintons and their rise. And I mean, the Clintons and their rise. And then what, somebody else saw another thing about a book called Bloody Harvest, which I actually happen to own.
Yeah.
So this book, it was the main, one of the main books that we were using when we dug into the organ harvesting that was going in China. And we have that on YouTube. You can watch that. It was actually, I think, the thumbnails with Bill Clinton and Jiang Zemin, who was the former leader of China, like, something like, it was called like Handshake with the Devil anyway. But this book goes into detail about cases on organ harvesting and how they went to China posing as, you know, people who needed a transplant, how long it would take. And there were stories of like people, doctors that were actually doing the live organ harvesting who stopped and came out publicly. So the interesting thing was that somebody saw this book on one of the shelves and they were kind of relating it to what was going on. And it seemed to be a clear message. I mean, like, this book is very unique. Like, it's very strange that this book just kind of landed on, like, just randomly landed on this, you know, when this is clearly about organ harvesting. So there's something a lot deeper going on here. And I think having this book there was a very key factor. I mean, it goes into the Falun Gong persecution, mostly about what this is. And honestly, we know that the organ, and then the book even kind of talks about it, that organ harvesting really seemed to be born out of Wuhan, which is also where they're shipping the adrenochrome and where the virus came from.
Wow.
So there's definitely not a coincidence there.
Yeah, and I know Fauci gave, what, $3 million to the lab in Wuhan to continue with the COVID virus creations and crap like that.
And the Obama administration too, right? The Obama administration gave a bunch of millions, like 100 and something million, right, Ben?
I think Gates.
Yeah, no, that's what he's talking about. So it was Obama working with Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci was in the Obama administration at the time.
Yeah.
So it really seems like they were all involved with that.
Yeah. I tell you what else is kind of synchronistic is right now we have a black helicopter flying overhead. You can barely hear it in the background, but it's flown over twice already, flew over earlier. Now it's back. It's quite interesting.
They probably know you're getting ready for a conference.
yeah, exactly. They're letting us know. They always do that. They fly over a few times and do little runs.
They can sense Ben's Bigfoot shirt right now.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Yeah, we just had another amazing experience this last weekend. We had we had a couple Bigfoot sightings, and he was whooping it up. He was doing that whoop, whoop like this. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
And three or four people saw it and had an experience. One guy got some photographs, pretty good photographs. But at the same time, we had the mountain was lighting up. There's lights all over the mountain. And then some things came in that looked like helicopters, totally silent, no sound whatsoever.
Huh.
Started moving all over the mountain, chasing the lights that were appearing on the mountain, sending a spotlight down. And they had running lights coming in, and they turned them off. And when they're engaging the mountain and what was going on there, they turned their lights off, which usually that's a military operation when they do that. They're running lights off. And they had spotlights shining down, and things were going up and down in the spotlights. And we got it all on film, and it happened twice. And so there's a major operation going on on the mountain. But the weirdest thing is they make no sound. There's no, like when you hear a helicopter, you hear miles away here. You can't miss it. But these things make no sound whatsoever. And they move faster, it seems like, than a helicopter. So something big is going on. You know, I'm not sure what yet. We'll have to look into it deeper.
That's really interesting. Yeah, when we bring you on our show, we'll have to show those that if you have that.
Yeah, we'll get copies of all that footage and everything. And I mean, you guys had your own experiences here at the ranch. You got to see the shifts and the mountain lighting up, and I don't know. Did you have a Bigfoot experience here? Yeah, you guys had a Bigfoot experience too.
We had some, but they like mine weren't direct. Like mine was kind of strange. It was kind of weird. It wasn't direct, like I saw a Bigfoot, you know, it was more of just like, I was given signs that they were there, more like that, you know?
With me, it was, it was the last night that we were there. I was out there up to like 3 a.m. and cause I really wanted to like hear a Bigfoot, you know, other people sharing that they did. There was one person that saw like they were sleeping in their tent. And they said it sounded like felt like the earth almost kind of moving, and it was like thump, thump, thump. And they were like, what the heck is that? The last night we were there, though, I was like, man, I wish I could like see Bigfoot or hear something. And I didn't even think about it. In the distance, I just heard this noise, and it sounded like something trying to be like a cow but not doing a very good job of it. And I was like, what? It was kind of like a mix of a cow and a coyote. It was a very strange sound.
Okay.
Didn't sound like either one of them. It was like a low-pitched coyote. That makes any sense.
Yeah, they do terrible owl impressions. You know, you hear them trying to mimic an owl, you know, and they breathe when they speak or they vocalize, they breathe in, not out like we do. And so you hear the owl, you hear this like this, you know, it's like they're breathing in, and you just go, okay, come on, that's not an owl. You know, it's like, and you know, they like to knock on my wall all the time, and you know, at about 8 feet up. You know, they knock on the wall. You know, how do they get their hand up there? You know, these guys got to be pretty big. But anyway, let's go back to this. I mean, this is a subject that people don't like to talk about. And when we talk about those cases and containers with the children's name and the same name that's on the milk cartons, basically, you know, of all these missing children. And then you add all that up and you go deeper into it and you find out, you know, it's tied into pictures of kids, you know, missing kids and things like that. I mean, all the evidence is showing that this is a major, major child trafficking ring, you know, or operation. And now it seems like, you know, before you didn't even talk about this stuff. And now it seems like everybody's starting to talk about it. And thanks to you guys, it's really hit mainstream now. It's not mainstream news, but it's in the main, you know, people know about it or are much more aware of it.
Yeah. And I think the scary part is, I mean, we've all kind of all been talking about pizza fence for a while, right? I won't use the real term in case you're putting this on YouTube or something, but, you know, we've all kind of known about this, and Epstein got arrested and Ghislaine Maxwell, and there was NXIVM that kind of broke, and everyone's been in this state of kind of knowing there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, we've seen a bunch of arrests. Like, we know that the dark web exists and that there's really scary things that happen on the dark web, but to see in real time something getting uncovered that is to the extent that Wayfair is. Like, if all of this is true, then this is one of the craziest uncoverings of human trafficking hiding in plain sight that we've ever seen. People need to rethink everything.
Well, and I was just going to say, I really believe that what we're seeing with this Wayfair is literally just the tip of the iceberg. I think that this is like breaking, but now all of a sudden this just, I mean, you know, this is really showing me that this is pretty true. And if this is the case, then it's like, oh my gosh, what about Amazon? What about eBay? You know, and again, I'm not necessarily criticizing these companies, but like, I went on eBay just to kind of see some stuff, and I found a cardboard box that was selling for $900,000.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's like, you know, you don't know what's going on, and necessarily if someone's just playing a joke, you know, there's some joke stuff on eBay, but you know, it just goes to show like what's going on. Then you add, you know, Tom Hanks also plays into this, because Tom Hanks had a post, you know, he has all these weird posts with these gloves, and a while ago he had a post that said SRC USA, and it was like written out in the sand really big that he wrote out next to a glove, and I'm like, what the heck is SRC? And everyone's googling it, you know, and all that comes up is this company called SRC, and I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. However, after I realized, you know, with this whole thing, I tried that on Yandex, and when I put that on Yandex, sure enough, everything that came out was kids.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be that, you know, SRC with the SKU number of whatever that product is in Yandex, and then, or SRC USA with that product SKU number, and then you'd see the pictures of the kids.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
Well, also, too, I was reading that, I guess Maxwell said, is it Ghislaine? I never say her name right. How do you say it? Right? But anyway, she said that, she goes, she said, prepare yourself. You know, a lot of your politicians, a lot of your stars, a lot of your people are going to go down and be exposed for pedophilia, and even worse, you know, it might even go into sacrifice or whatever. But, you know, so, I mean, they're laying the groundwork right now, preparing people for this information to get out. And I know the lamestream news is just going crazy right now, trying to create diversions and kind of false flags and feigned outrage to you know, it's all going to be Roger Stone now. Roger Stone, this, and they're not even going to talk about all the pedophile stuff and everything else going on. So I think those guys are complicit. They need to go along with the rest of them. You know, they're not just complicit in covering up; they're complicit in the actions as well.
Completely. And I think that, you know, like I was saying earlier, this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I think once people start realizing that Hollywood has basically the everything in the existence of Hollywood right now is human trafficking. I mean, from bringing in whatever, you know, this is like the what they've been doing. That's going to be when that truly gets exposed and really people start seeing these, you know, all of their stars, you know, their idols getting arrested. That's when, you know, that's when people are really going to lose it. That's going to be the really hard wake up for everybody, you know? And I think for us who are already awake, we already kind of went through that process.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, we're going to see everybody else, like all the normies out there kind of going through that. And it's going to be really hard for them.
Yeah, and I know people. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
No, I was just going to say there's already people on Twitter over the last few days that were like hardcore liberals, and this Wayfair stuff and a lot of the accompanying things have just started to really wake them up, and it's been a kind of a beautiful thing to see. Like you see them post a video, and they're going through the process of explaining what they just found out, and then you have patriots coming in to back them up and like, you know, kind of take care of other irrational people coming on and saying, what are you doing or whatever, you know? But yeah, it's really true. Like a lot of people are waking up now because of this.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's so blatant in your face, and it's replete throughout every institution, the political arena, Hollywood, the music industry, even religion. You know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff coming up with some of the major religious factions, and all their little rituals and their things are all surfacing, and people are coming up to me that were part of that, and they're being very vocal, and they're very, you know, pretty pissed off about it, you know, and they're, and so it's coming up everywhere, and it seems like, you know, there's no way of getting around it. You know, there is a great awakening. You know, it's people are figuring it out. People are waking up. There's a huge surge of energy coming in. You know, the electromagnetic light spectrum, as I was saying before, is off the scale right now. The Schumann resonance is spiking. It's just whiting out. To me, it's a no-brainer. You know, you flood the place with a lot of light and energy, you're going to have a lot of stuff come up. And the chaos is part of the healing. You know, it's part of the clearing.
Definitely, definitely. Like, even I saw there's this post going around on Facebook people are sharing. It was this girl. She has, like, purple hair. She's kind of young. She's like, I'm a hardcore liberal. And she's just like, you guys won't even believe it. Like I've just over the last few days, like my mind is blown. She's like, I get it. It's all about the children. Like this whole thing is waking me up. And she's like, I understand what Trump is doing. And I know people are going to have a really hard time with it, but she's like, I was one of you. I get it now. You know? And it's, yeah. I was just like, wow. So, yeah, you know, seeing these videos is just, it's just like, wow, you know, like all of the work that all of us have been doing, you know, for years, it's like, you know, when you see videos like this, it's just like, wow, you know, it's just like, that's so awesome.
You know, James, something that I've seen over the past, like, you know, I'm on Twitter quite a bit and I'm having to talk with these people a lot, and they're convinced that in the 60s, the Republicans and the Democrats switched roles, and that the Democratic Party of the past that you just outlined, that like was behind the KKK was behind the, the Confederacy. They're the ones that created the Confederate States, that somehow they all like that they're now in the Republican Party, that's what that is. But then it doesn't explain the pictures of Hillary with the Ku Klux Klan leader. It doesn't explain the pictures of Joe Biden with the Ku Klux Klan leader. Furthermore, how could they ever actually fall for that when we know that Saul Alinsky, the guy who wrote the Rules for Radicals book, is the guy who mentored Hillary and President Obama, right? This is the guy that created the playbook for creating forced agitations and saying, like, look, when you criticize someone, don't offer any solutions. All the angels are on one side and all the demons are on another. Like, that's exactly what they're doing with these movements. It's the same thing. It's Antifa. It's even now, like, you know, some of these movements, like in Seattle, that are coming up, like the Black Panthers and stuff, you know, and what people don't know is that, excuse me, the original Black Panthers were all basically taken out by the CIA. So whoever these guys are in there right now are just like a shadow of what that used to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's crazy. I mean.
Yeah, and also to go off that, you know, then you have Margaret Sanger, who created the Planned Parenthood, who designed it specifically, and she even says that they want to get rid of the Negroes, they say. You know, and so it's like, and when I bring this up to people, they're like, oh, well, that was a long time ago, and things have changed. And it's like, what changed exactly?
Actions haven't changed. They're doing the same playbook.
It's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just like, I think I read somewhere recently, they're like, the Democrats have been really good at marketing.
Yeah,
you know, they exactly. know. Yeah, it's like they know how to market themselves, and then it's like they keep blaming. But, you know, they blame the Republicans. But this is – I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I was like, you know, I really don't like to say that I'm Republican or conservative or liberal or Democrat. It's like – to me, it's like we're just focusing on the truth, you know. And if exactly. things were reversed and the Democrats were actually upright and everything was fine, then it's like – you know, I wouldn't really care one way or the other, honestly. But it's like, the thing is like, we know what's going on. We know the deep state, you know, and they control both sides. It's been Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. And that's where the confusion comes in. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you have someone like George Bush Sr., who is obviously all, you know, they're all working together. And then that's where people get confused.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that over and over again where, you know, the people, they haven't done the research. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about, you know, Black Lives Matters and restitution. And now they're saying that they're going to take over the suburbs and kick people out of their homes. And if they resist, charge them with, you know, the head of Black Lives Matters is saying stuff like that. And I go, you know, when you get out in the country, you know, I know here that won't fly. you know, you have a lot of people, hardworking people, you know, and they've been bucking hay all their life and working hard, and they're built, and, you know, they're very pretty conscious people. They're very moral, you know, mostly, but, you know, you start going in that direction, you're going to meet some good old boys that are not going to, you know, it's going to be a whole different reality. But to me, that now you're talking about privilege. They talk about white privilege. What the hell? It's totally reversed.
Well, and the reality is that the women who created Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. are admittedly trained Marxists.
Yeah.
On video, talking about being trained Marxists. We're talking about Marxism. Marxism created most of the evils of the last 100 years to 150 years on this planet, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about communism having killed easily like 90 to 100 million people on the books, off the books, anywhere from 200 to 300 million, maybe even more. Yeah. If you consider the Great Famine that Mao conducted, didn't actually collect any numbers from that, right?
Yeah.
So we know that the Nazis had their day. There were the Nuremberg trials. They were all turned in. Everybody knows Nazis are bad. Why aren't communists looked at the same? They killed way more people, right? Mm-hmm. Way more people. I mean,
they were socialists. they were socialist dictator, which is really communism, basically. That's their back out. They try to back out of it. Well, they're like Hitler was a socialist, right? You know, but he really was more.
Yeah. Hitler was a socialist / nationalist, and he claimed to be the executor of Marxism without its quote-unquote Jewish Talmudic dogma.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, I mean, we're living in an environment that's like this, and everyone has forgotten what the ancient words were to us about, you know, being compassionate to one another, about having faith, about being tolerant towards other people, you know? And I'm not saying that history, like, there's a lot of great examples of that. I think humans have been struggling with this since the birth of humans. But when are we going to make steps towards that, really, as a group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Oh, go ahead, Ben.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting because, you know, everything we're talking about going back to like the communist ideology and everything, and it's just so weird that this is really what the Democrats latched onto. But, you know, I said like what Margaret Sanger said, and I wanted to read the actual quote because, it just sounds weird when I just said it. So this is what she says. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. And this is the person who founded Planned Parenthood, who wrote this in a letter to the Dr. Proctor, who started Procter & Gamble.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like people are saying, oh, we need to do this, we need to change this, or we need to change that. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, you really need to look at, like, if you're changing all this, we should change the name of the Democratic Party because they're not Democratic anymore, right? Like what we're talking about, they're really more like socialists. And she was invited multiple times. She was one of the main spokespeople, the women's spokespeople for the Ku Klux Klan. She was a head member of the women's Ku Klux Klan that spoke often at Klan things. And then it's like the Democratic Party somehow grabbed a hold of this, and now it's all about Planned Parenthood. And then they're yelling at Trump for trying to defund Planned Parenthood. And it's like, and then they're calling him racist, when the organization they're standing up for is the racist organization. The whole point of that was to destroy the black race.
Yeah,
Claude, Ben, you were just... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I was saying this genocidal maniac, they're calling them racist.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's a quote from... you were just talking about Margaret Sanger, Ben, right? Mm-hmm. So here's a quote from Hillary Clinton. Quote, I admire Margaret Sanger enormously. Her courage, her tenacity, her vision, unquote. I mean.
And it's like no one's saying anything about this. Orange Man Bad.
Yeah.
Here's a good one, too. Yeah. Good old Hiding Biden, you know. He's hiding his island, too, you know. And he's got an island right next to Epstein's. And that's going to be really interesting when that comes out. You know, what goes on his island? You know, it's
apparently, I looked into that island last week, and that island is owned by the Biden family, but his brother's named James, is his name?
I don't know.
His name's Robert or something like that. Like, it's not Joe.
Anyway, so what else you guys got cooking in the news?
Oh, man, so much.
My gosh. But I'm just having like a blank moment. Fart. But we're doing we're about ready to publish a couple of we were doing a big huge series on Bill Gates, actually, which we've talked about him in all of our episodes, but we haven't really dived into his history. Yes. So we really kind of get into that, and also the Scandemic, which is another whole massive thing about all these COVID-19 deaths that probably aren't really related to COVID-19, actually. And, you know, coming back to what these governors, I mean, you have like Newsom, you have Cuomo, the one from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and there's one more that I'm forgetting. But, you know, they actually, all of them allowed people in nursing homes who were in the hospital, they all allowed them, whether they were tested positive for COVID-19 or not, to go back into the nursing homes. And that's why really so many people died in these nursing homes, because they all allowed it. Even though both New York and LA had the mercy and comfort that Trump sent out the ships to, they were never utilized. And instead, Cuomo sent everybody back. And so he wrote an order saying like, yeah, they can all go back. And once he realized, oh, that was probably not a good idea, I'll be in trouble, they retracted it from the website. But really, I mean, a lot of people believe that he should be tried for third-degree murder.
Well, Michigan, too.
Michigan. That was the other state that I'm forgetting. Michigan.
Yeah, well, she got some huge amount of money. She went behind the backs of all the other politicians there and got this massive loan or something. I don't know, donation, millions of dollars. And they've got her dead to rights, you know, putting the order out to fill up the nursing homes with you know, COVID people that were positive for COVID, you know. So, and now they're looking into it even deeper, trying to figure out who gave her the order. You know, they're going up the line with it. And so there was a massive amount of money that was exchanged to do that. And it came from on high, another source. And now they're looking into that source as to, okay, who gave them the order to do this? And I think that's what Barr's investigating, the other guys is they're going up the chain of command, because this was all orchestrated from a much higher level.
Definitely.
Well, and you remember like last week or 2 weeks ago, Ben, on our live, we were talking about the European bank president, Christine Lagarde. She had an interview. And in the back, like in the back of her, on the shelf behind her, there was a Islamic sex leader's like book hanging out on the shelf, like for everyone to see. I think it's called like the Atlas of Creation or something like that, right? And what, like, Bloomberg wrote an entire article about it, basically like writing it off as like, oh, this crazy guy just mass mailed this to all of these like elites. But like, yeah. Think about it for a minute. Like, how many books do you get, or like Ben and I get? Like, if there's an overabundance of books, like I would have to really, really want to put that on my bookshelf and to like alert everyone if it made it onto my own personal bookshelf. Like, never mind if you're the president of a big bank, like the European bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, it's so crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and also, like, knowing that you're going to be live, I mean, I would be like, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't want this book behind me, you know, I don't want people thinking something weird or whatever, you know, so it's like, it's just kind of placed on top so you can see it. So it was, I mean, you know, I think the thing is the NSA knows everything. They are monitoring everything that the deep state is doing. So they can't communicate in the open anymore. They were using platforms secretly. And, you know, Q keeps, like, he was talking about this Star Wars app. And then all of a sudden you find out later that the deep state were using this app to communicate. And they were using Twitter to communicate. And so the NSA has everything. So now the only thing they can do is communicate in code. So, you know, they'll do write things on their shirts or do whatever they can or put things in the background, you know, or say certain things, post photos of something. And that's the only thing they can do to really communicate with each other without alerting the NSA.
Yeah, I agree. That it's getting crazy. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about we call it this COV. Let's just call it 1984 so we don't trigger a word. This is getting insane. Not only did the governors everything they've done is total counterproductive. Everything. It's almost like they want it to get worse. They want a biggest kill list they can get. In all the other countries that did exactly opposite of what the governors are doing are all done with it already. They've got their rate is flat, zero almost. You know, like Japan and Hong Kong and things like that, they're already done with it. They're all back in business. It's finished, you know, because they didn't do all the social distancing and all the lockdowns and all the, they let the herd, you know, immunity thing happen, and it just went through and done, you know. So, I mean, there are some things you need to do, just common sense, but it seems like everything these governors have done have been to increase the kill rate, basically. That's what it's looking like to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, now they've gotten even worse now, and now they're doing the total Nazi move, you know, trying to push even more lockdown, shut down more businesses. Everybody has to wear a mask now. And I was looking at research into the masks, and you find out that people's oxygen levels go down to 17% when you're wearing those masks, which is 2% below OSHA requirements for a healthy environment. And so you're actually putting yourself at risk by wearing those. you're compromising your immune system. You're lowering your oxygen. You're creating hypertension. The body's the immune system is really going nuts. It's totally counterproductive, you know, and locking people in dark little rooms basically. And you find out sunlight kills the stuff immediately. And they say you can't go to the beaches. So you got sunlight and salt water, which is going to like instant nullification of it. But, you know, everybody should go to the beach, get out in the sun and go to the beach and go swimming, basically, end of story. But, yeah. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's insane, the stuff they're doing. There's no, they said, well, we're backed by science. And we go, show me the science. Show me, they don't have any science.
No.
There's no, actually, there is science, but it says the opposite.
You know, yeah, I mean they're just using science as a stick to beat people at this point. Like anything that backs up whatever agenda they have, they all call that science, and anything that's outside of that understanding is a pseudoscience, or will be checked by Snopes and found to be debunked.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but now what's the difference behind Snopes? I mean, who's backing Snopes? It's got to be CIA, definitely liberal.
You know, they
have Soros funded, isn't it?
It probably is now. Yeah. They actually had a huge scandal a while back because all the money that they were getting, the CEO or the owner or whatever it was, the founder, he was like used all this money. This was like back in 2007 and on this huge, it was like hookers, and he had this lavish vacation with like all of these hookers basically. Yeah. And then, of course, they use Snopes to like cover it up.
Snopes to debunk it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That is hilarious.
That's hilarious. I mean, I've seen them debunk some things that I have firsthand knowledge were real. I know they're real, but I've seen them come out.
They do like half truths. It's like, for example, the Wayfair thing, right? They're saying, well, this makes sense for having it this price, and that's it. You know, people are crazy. But then it's like, well, okay, well, you didn't go into the index. Explain the index. Why does this UPC code relying on, you know, so these are the things they leave out, and they don't ask any questions, right? They're just like, here, this is it, and that's it. And it's like, no, that's not it. You just touched the surface. You know, you're trying to debunk it thinking that people aren't going to research this, where they just go straight to Snopes and think, oh, okay, this is what they said. But I think they're losing a lot of credibility, even with like some of the people on the left.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard them. You know, people send me email, and I'll talk about something. They go, well, Snopes debunked it. I go, are you serious? I said, you're going to them for your truth. It's like going to CNN for truth, you know, or any of the other ones. You know, it's the Red Shoe Club, I call them.
Yeah, or like going to Twitter's trending area to find what the news is. Actually, I just went there a second ago and I saw that the word sharts is trending in the United States.
What's sharts?
Sharts.
Shart. SHARTS. A shart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's both. Come on, Ben. You don't know what that is?
No. But why? I don't understand why that's trending.
Exactly. Okay. Why are we going there for news when sharks is trending on Twitter?
I thought you were like going to say something like, I'm like, what?
That's like the fart.
No, my whole point is like, there you go. That's trending.
Well, it's like, oh my gosh, dude, Wayfair had like millions and millions and millions of hashtags, and Twitter just suppressed it. That it's like, oh, we'll just put sharts on top. It's like, well, I'm sure a million people are looking for sharts right now.
Yeah. My microphone's going haywire here. You know, I really think about the fart is the oldest joke in history, back to the caveman. You know, never failed to get a laugh, basically. And you really think about it. I always tell people, you want to start a religion, you know, start a religion around the fart. It's your food ascending. And just that's how you ascend, you know, follow your food. That'll be my new religion. But I won't go any further with that. We'll just drop it there. Anyway, yeah, you know, you have to keep a sense of humor about this stuff. You have to practice loving detachment, I tell people, but you need to look at it. I mean, we can't just keep ignoring it. And what's being done to the children, and it's just unbelievable. It's and that's why they're getting away with it, because nobody wants to look at it. It's so bad. It goes so deep. There's so many people involved with it, and they've been lied to for so long by these very same people that it's just so ugly. They don't even want to go there, and that's why it persists, and that's why it's growing.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, this has been a very heavy conversation that we're having, you know, but on the flip side, you know, listen, you know, this, with this conversation that we're having, the flip side is that 15, I'm sorry, just a few years ago, even talking about a lot of this stuff was very challenging.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact is that as this stuff comes to the surface, people that don't really know about it is going to, you know, they're the ones that are going to be shocked. But, and it's like, oh, the world is so bad. But it's like, this has been going on for over a century, actually. And this is now, like, really getting exposed. So it's always been going on. It's not that it's going on right now. This has been going on for 20, 30, 50 years ago. But it's just finally coming out. And as it's coming out, this is a really good thing, because it shows that so many people are waking up. I mean, I think the most positive thing about the Wayfair aspect was that it was so massive that the mainstream media were on scramble mode. It really showed me how much we are the news collectively, because as soon as that was like the number one thing on Google search and on Twitter trends.
Yeah.
And the media were like floored. This like totally caught them off guard. They had to figure out how to respond to this. Wayfair had to issue a statement. There's rumors that the CEO is going to be forced to step down. So, you know, this is like a huge impact that was completely outside of the mainstream media. So we have a couple more things like this that happen in the trends like this. The mainstream media is going to have no option but to actually start reporting the truth eventually.
Yeah, that's when all the feigned outrage about pardoning Roger Stone, that's their next thing. They have to act like they're so outraged and so, you know, and you know, and Flynn and everything else that's going on. It's just like, you know, they're got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They tried everything to switch, you know, to bait and switch or whatever. And now they're doing this feigned outrage. And as before, they're always accusing others of what they themselves have been doing all along, like tenfold. And so they accuse others of it. And then they have this feigned outrage, and they've got the ear of the masses. And then so they're socially engineering people. And I think people are waking up to going, wait a second, you know, you guys are doing all the things you're accusing others are, and the outrage you're showing is for nothing. I mean, there's no burger there. You know, it's a nothing burger. And people are finally starting to figure it out. There's no meat, and this is all just one big social engineering program.
Right.
Go ahead, Rob. Yes.
No. I was just totally agreeing with you. Like, it's just it was a funny way to describe all of that.
Remember the commercial that there used to be a commercial, and they had this little old grandma. There's a long time ago, and she go, "Where's the beef?" You know, and she
goes, "Oh my gosh, I remember that."
Where's the beef?
And that's what we need. We need the grandmothers to come up and go, "Where's the beef? This is not real." You know, I think it was Byron Katie. I like, she had a step she would go through. And I think one of them is, you know, is this real? The next step was, how do you know it's real? Do you have any personal experience or firsthand knowledge? You know, and is this beneficial would be the third one. And if it's not, then drop it. And the last step she would go is, okay, what is it in you? She go, let's role reverse this. The thing you're accusing other, where have you done this? You know, put yourself in the, and all of a sudden they go, oh crap, you know? And it drops right there. But I love that one saying that they said, there's your business, there's other people's business, and God's business, and other people's business is God's business, you know?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, there's, I've never seen anything like it. People, now a good example, this woman was just going freaking ballistic, and I saw it on the news. And she was screaming and yelling and at this guy because he was bouncing his nephew on his knee. And it was a young black kid, you know, and he's, and the kid's laughing, you know, and they're having fun. She goes, "What you message you gave that?" And she's screaming and yelling, just freaking out. And I go, "What are you talking about? Bouncing a kid on your knee because he was of a different color, or is that an insult to the black community? What the hell?" This lady was so outraged and screaming and like foaming at the mouth. And the guy goes, "Wait a second." The guy's just going, "Explain this to me. I don't get it." He goes, "I'm bouncing my nephew on my knee. Yeah, we're a multicultural family, you know, basically. What? Why is this so?" And she goes, "You die." And she's just foaming. And that's what I'm seeing. These people, they're feigned outrage, and they're projecting all of their wounds and traumas into these situations. They're not taking any personal responsibility. And I always go, "Well, why is this personal for you? You know, why?" You ask these people that are all these movements and everything, "Why is this personal for you?" And it's not personal to them. Basically, most of them, they're just very angry, enraged, wounded people that are looking for an outlet. And then they're socially engineered. They're triggered emotionally by the lamestream media, and they're brought together. And it's just, and those guys are all being paid. And I have a saying, you know, they're being paid and you're getting played. You know, Antifa's getting paid. All those guys are getting paid. And the people are being played, and they're playing on their emotions and bringing up things that almost don't exist anymore, you know, and creating these huge, huge separation games and againstness. But I don't know. That's my rant for today. But so, I'll go for wherever you guys have to add to that. You know,
I think, you know, kind of ending on a positive note, I think that, you know, kind of what you're talking about with God and faith and everything else. And I think this is really important for this crucial time that we're in, you know, with everything going on. You know, there's a reason why we're all here. And I believe, like, for the people who are really awake and aware of that, it's like, this is all of our missions, is to be here on this, like, kind of divine mission to help awaken our fellow humans who have kind of got lost within this world, you know, whatever it is. And I think that everyone still has a chance to be saved, because some of these deep state people, they, you know, a lot of them were people don't understand that a lot of them were born into this. They didn't really have an option. They were groomed this way, and this is just kind of what they know, and they don't know how to get out of it. And, you know, I still think that for a lot of them, there's still a chance. And I think that if any, you know, by coming forward, you know, what we really need is more celebrities. There's some that are starting to come forward, but we need more celebrities to really come forward and expose these crimes. And, you know, by doing that, they will be, like, relieved and kind of stepping into the light, I guess you can say. And, you know, that's really the whole why we're here, and, you know, to experience this and to help awaken humanity.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to add to that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just what you said. Like, I think there's a lot of reason for us to get sucked into everything that's going on right now. And I think lose ourselves in the, like, what side you're on. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to take a step back from all of that and really focus on what's true, what's real. Like, basically, how can we be unconditionally loving to those around us, and how can we help them through those means rather than, you know, just trying to make a point or using ego to kind of get, you know, yourself in a better position where you've made someone feel bad for something that they believe or whatever. Like, at the end of the day, it really comes down to how we are and how we're treating other people and how we're acting in those situations. And that's really where I think this all needs to be done, or that's where the work I think needs to be done. And I think with what Ben was saying, like, it's really true. Like, you know, anyone can come forward now. Like, it's really important that people that want to, like, this is it. Like, this is biblical right now. It's going on. Don't think that this is going to keep this is just going to keep going on and you're going to get another chance or something like that. Like right now is the chance. This is the chance to have a great redeeming of the things that you've seen or you've been involved with is by coming forward and getting on the right side of history, because this is all definitely going down and we need more people to come forward. Like use what your strengths are to come forward and help people, you know, like come forward and talk about these things, human trafficking or whatever it is, you know, like get your hands free of that and do what you are supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Just a real quick add to that. And I think the other thing too is we need a lot more people to really, especially who, I guess you could say like liberal people, to really speak out against communism. You know, this is really the roots. It's bringing in the atheistic point of view and it's really destroying, you know, with atheism, what are you going to do when you like make a, you know, it's like you were talking about the Constitution before, James, and the Constitution is so important. It's based, it's like God, you know, putting God first, everything we do. It's like giving thanks to God. But with atheist point of view, it's only the government, right? So it's like the government can therefore never be wrong because it's like it is essentially God. Yeah. And this is where we're heading to if we really don't make these changes.
Yeah, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. It's a good point to wrap on it. I always tell people, you know, we all need to be colorblind, you know, and focus on, you know, the love and the joy and the bliss and our own personal God connection and soul connection, you know, get beyond that. And I like that you bring that to the table, you know, that we need to unify, come together, stop allowing ourselves to be divided by these other entities that are creating all the chaos. But unfortunately, we have to wrap up. We're out of time. I can't thank you both enough for coming on the show. And I know I'll be on your show pretty soon as well. And we'll have that footage of the craziness happening on the mountain. And I always tell everybody, just keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And focus on service, like solutions. You know, forget, don't live in the past. Release the past. Focus on, okay, what can you do now to solve these problems? So... Anyway, on that note, we're signing off again. Thanks, guys, and can't wait to see you. We're going to have a lot of fun up here.
Thanks a lot, James. See you soon.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. It's been great. Thanks, James.
All right, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.